Infinite blue of a star-studded sky comes a voice from out of nowhere, plaintive and searching, living in a reverie of the past. Dreams, maybe our dreams from out of nowhere.
I'll always wait for your return out of hoping you'll bring your love to me.
The voice of Dolores.
There are smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that steal away the teardrops as the sunbeams steal away the dew. There are smiles that have a tender meaning that the eyes of love alone may see. But the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you gave to me.
You have heard her. Now meet Dolores in person.
Hello, everyone. How are all of you this evening? You know, I've just completed a chore that I've dreaded doing because of sentimental reasons. It's taking down the Christmas tree. Sounds silly, doesn't it? But it's true. It's a tacit banishment of all the holidays represented. And it takes from me memories of other happy seasons when decorating the tree used to be such fun for we two. It gave me an opportunity to be so very close to him, especially when he would lift me down from the ladder. I can still feel the strength in his arms as he'd gently lift me from the top rung. I would lovingly place my arms around his neck, and as he carried me cheek to cheek to the crackling fire, an ever-consuming wave of warmth and living would pound at my heart. Then I would know again he was my life, my love. He was all of me. All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips. I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on dear without you?
took a part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
Today, that means another long 24 hours of anxious waiting. Maybe then I'll be able to read again the words that make me happy beyond description. Darling, his last letter whispered, my love reaches out to you so strongly. I've always known how greatly I love you, but with the countless miles separating us from one another, I realize now how clear, deep, and wanting is our love. No, our mailman didn't stop by our house today, darling. And I'm so terribly lonesome. Oh, I miss you tonight. Miss you while lights are low. Oh, how I miss you tonight, more than you'll ever know. I made believe for a while, hiding each tear with a smile, but my heart won't stop aching. Please keep it from breaking. Oh, pal, how I miss you
of mailmen, Dolores. Our postman delivered a letter today. It was a copy of a poem by William Rankin Duryea, which received first prize in 1866 as the best poem about home.
That's great, Sonny. I'm happy you received the letter. Maybe I shall get one tomorrow. But what about that poem?
Dark is the night, and fitful and drearily rushes the wind, like the waves of the sea. Little care I, as here I sit cheerily, my wife at my side, and my baby on my knee. King, king, crown me the king. Home is the kingdom, and love is the king.
Just a cottage small by a waterfall at the closing of the day, with someone to wait by a garden gate who will charm your troubles away. Be it humble and not tumble down, if there's love to welcome you. Just a cottage small by a waterfall is a place where dreams come true.
Broadcasting Company has brought you the new voice of Dolores with Joe Enos at the organ. Be with us again when the voice of Dolores comes to you from out of nowhere. John Storm speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.